it's pretty uncommon to have honey in gin. The base is a corn. The base is not coming from raw honey, but it's back sweetened after the distillation process. So, you know, in effect, the honey is very much a complex flavor. You know, with raw honey, it's very citrusy, it's very fruity sometimes, and it's always constantly changing flavor. So we don't really get this product consistency that a lot of consumers expect and demand. But I think our consumers have grown to love that. What makes our gin a little different, most gin is very dry. There are some other styles out there. Our gin is somewhere between a London Dry and an Old Tom. So we've taken sort of a Old Tom gin, London gin, and kind of made a blend of the two using honey. This is the botanical extraction still. It's a 300-gallon still. This takes the spirit that has been distilled to 190 proof, blend with the juniper. This is where the juniper oil is extracted. And then post-distillation, you know, we put it through a filtering process where we're adding, infusing honey. And then, you know, what comes out is the Bar Hill gin. We're just bucketing some gin. This is gin that came from the gin still. It's now going to go into the barrels upstairs for the barrel-aged gin, which we're about to release. Currently, we have the Bar Hill gin, Bar Hill vodka. We have an elderberry cordial. And then in development, we have an elderflower liqueur, the barrel-aged gin, which is called Tomcat gin. And then we're making a corn whiskey, we're making a bourbon, we're making a rye. And there's a couple other R&D projects that are a little further off to mention. This is like my dream job. I owned a homebrew store, which was essentially just one big, long R&D project. I never stayed with the same recipe. I constantly evolved. And when it came out really good, I essentially filed it away. And now I'm kind of doing that whole process over in a little more organized manner. And once you find that home run, you have to figure out how to get that into production. The R&D part of it is kind of the stress-free, fun side of it. But the production side is just as interesting because it's kind of uncharted territory for me.